My name is Brian Allen. I am an ecologist and program director here at Puget Sound Restoration Fund. We are readying this year's shell posts to get deployed all over Puget Sound. Then we'll leave them there for the summer growing season, and then we'll get them in late August. Bring them back here, and we look at them under the microscope, and we count everyone who's there, living or dead. We're here on the porch doing this because it is nasty work. We've got gloves on our hands, and we're scraping these and making a lot of dust. Our typical shell stack has 11 oyster shells on it, and each station has three of those little shell posts. When we deploy this and then recover it at the end of the summer, we only look at what's called a shell face. So this is the inside of the oyster, the part that has the shiny sort of mother of pearl on it. Just regular folks, citizen science, volunteers, and the like can come, and they can really sink their teeth into something like this. It is very straightforward work. But, you know, we make it fun. Usually we, on the big work parties where we're trying to do this kind of thing, there's, you know, coffee and donuts in the morning, and usually we got some reggae on the stereo, so it's good times.
My name is Betsy Peabody, and I'm Executive Director of Puget Sound Restoration Fund. I have always been smitten with marine ecosystems. So when I was young and first encountering coral reefs and just the largeness of the oceans, one of the things that struck me was that you could clearly see there was a galaxy of life circulating around that structure. I think the moment for me was akin to Dorothy going from Kansas to Oz. Suddenly you went from black and white to neon color. These were not just systems apart from us, apart from humans, but that we shared a system. We were one of the organisms supported by these systems. We were intertwined with the health of these systems. But oysters themselves are a structured habitat. Oysters are this perfect package for what's happening in that spot. And so they provide a really interesting portal into the health of marine waters in any particular place. There's no such thing as permanence in the water quality game, okay? You make a gain, you meet a state water quality standard, and you fight to hold on to it. You stay vigilant because finding pollution sources and going the extra mile to fix those pollution sources is worth it.